Carl, congratulations. As a new head coach, the new head boys basketball coach at Guilford High School after serving as interim after being an assistant this year. So, Carl, first off, congratulations on the position.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
Now, kind of get us to the beginning in terms of how you were on the staff originally with Antonio Mastronzi, who was in his first year with the Guilford program. You knew Antonio, and that's kind of how you two were on the staff to start, correct?
Correct. Anthony played for us at Northern Illinois University when I was assistant there to Rob Judson. Ended up becoming starting point guard last couple of years, and was a very, very good player on a team that won the MAC West championship.
And he just joined along with me. I mean, how willing were you to go back to coaching high school basketball?
Well, you know, I do some work for the district in terms of, it's called a basketball coordinator position. Mm-hmm. And so I've helped other schools in the district. And, you know, I kind of float around. And the year before this year, I helped Dean Martinetti when he was with Guilford. I enjoyed that, you know, working along with Dean. And then they made a decision to go in a different direction. Guilford did, and then, you know, I talked to him about some candidates, and Anthony, his, you know, name popped up, and, you know, he interviewed for the job. They liked him, offering the position, and asked if I'd be interested in, you know, helping him, since I was familiar with some of the players from the previous year. So I accepted that role last year.
And did you kind of miss it? I mean, being on the more of a full-time on the sidelines there. And like you said, he worked with Dean and all that. But, I mean, prior to that, you coached before. Obviously, you were head coach at Winnebago at DeKalb. You did some coaching, of course, at NIU. How much did you miss it to want to be able to come back and actually sit on the sidelines?
Well, I've always enjoyed coaching, Jordan. It's just a passion I've had, you know, for a long time. I started playing basketball at an early age. Enjoyed my playing days. Then was very you know, blessed to play for Hall of Fame coach in Dolph Stanley in high school, another Hall of Fame coach in John McDougal College. And you know, I went to college and Coach McDougal. That you know, by the way he did things, and I took a course you know, at the university, theory of coaching, and it was in that course where I talked to Coach, and he said he woke up every day excited and passionate about his profession, and thought that might be something, you know, with my personality, that I might want to look into.
Carl, how have kids changed since you started getting into the coaching profession as to where they are now, and how have your communication skills with the kids kind of evolved from your beginning your coaching days to 2019?
That's a great question. And, you know, I don't think it's so much kids have changed. I think parents have changed. And so, you know, a lot of times, you know, kids, they're hearing different voices in their ear. And, you know, a lot of times it's more about them than the team. And, you know, everybody likes to win, Jordan. And, you know, but when I coach, you know, I go into it, you know, my main objective, my philosophy is to develop individuals and then develop a team. So you want to do what you can to make individuals better, and you know, then the group collectively, and you know, if you develop young players or players in your program that way to make them be the best they can be, then you know, collectively as a team they grow, and they, you know, that's my philosophy. I just, you know, enjoy developing, you know, individuals, and then, you know, molding them into a team concept.
Well, Carl, you're stepping into a great situation. Obviously, again, you were with the team all year, became the interim head coach when Coach Mastronzi was suspended there, and finished up the season. I guess went 5-3 down the stretch. You come back now with a team with a lot of experience. We got a group of kids here that I think were playing at least from sophomore year, if not their freshman year. I see 6 of the top 9 scorers are back, including your top 2. So, I mean, you're in great shape. Talk a little bit about next year's team and what you're expecting from them.
Well, the one thing that you know, I've always emphasized as a coach, and we probably spend, you know, 60-65% of our time, you know, on the defensive end, because you know, take players now, for instance, you know, the season's over, but if you were to walk into the gym and you were to see a player, they would be working on their shooting, maybe their ball, and they'd be working on their offensive skills. So I think it's most important when you bring a group together that you work and spend a lot of time on the defensive side of it. And I think it's a group that has some experience. There's certainly some teams in the conference with some players coming back. We didn't have one player make first team all conference, and there were, I believe, five or six juniors that made first team all conference. So, we still have that uphill, that climb to get to the top. And, again, I think you do that by emphasizing, fundamentals. Coach McDougal said something to me once that made a lot of sense, and he would talk to, his teams about this. He'd say, there are no minor skills, and there are no small mistakes. He said, every skill is important. Catching, footwork, passing, blocking out, and mistakes. Some kids, shrug them off. If you just, if you don't address them right away, then they get bigger and bigger. The small, fundamentals you don't work on, they're glaring weaknesses. The small mistakes when you don't address, they become big mistakes. And then it becomes contagious. So, that's probably my philosophy. We're gonna work on the fundamentals, and we're gonna defend.
All right. Well, it's Carl Armand. I know you've got to go, Carl. So I appreciate you getting the time with us this morning. Congratulations again. And I'm looking forward to a great season next year. I'm looking forward to Guilford being a contender right off the bat. You've got a lot of talent on that team, and you've proven to be a great coach all your years in the past. So I don't think that's gonna stop anytime soon.
Well, I really appreciate those kind sentiments. Hopefully, we can, develop this team, make them grow. And, also, you talk about not only basketball, but, that's the thing. You have a platform in coaching to have an opportunity to work with kids and build lifelong skills. Whatever you teach them on the court, they can apply to, life after basketball.
Sure enough. All right, well, thanks, Carl, so much, and best of luck in this upcoming season.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.